Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This July 4th Independence Day weekend is going to be one with backyard grills ablaze, I would imagine. With that in mind, we checked in with the Kentucky Beef Council's Caitlin Swartz, who says burgers will be the most popular grilling items, but if you shop around, you might move up a notch.
A lot of times we'll see ground beef on sale, as burgers are one of the most popular grilling items. Here in the past week or so, we've seen a lot of sirloin steaks on sale, as well as those great family pack deals of ribeyes or strip steaks that have been on sale. So you can buy four ribeyes for, you know, $15 versus traditional ribeye that you get out of the case might be $15 a pound.
And they do freeze well, she says, if you buy more than you can use this weekend. Going with burgers and preparation, she cautions not to overwork the meat, and this tip for seasonings.
We recommend that you put your ground beef in the bowl and spice it in the bowl rather than on top of the patties. That helps incorporate all those great flavors to every piece of the burger. So lightly incorporate that.
And fellas, if you're the chef at the grill this weekend, Caitlin says don't be a smusher.
You don't want to smush your burgers also when you get on the grill. Something about men, they like to get out on the grill and they like to smush their patties. So make sure no smushing when they're on the grill. That's letting all those great juices and flavors exit the burger.
More grilling tips in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that borrowing to build your dream home isn't always as easy as it should be. With a Farm Credit Construction Loan, you can build your home, then live in it, all with the same loan. To learn more about how Farm Credit can simplify your rural home construction, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
So with burgers on the grill this Independence Day weekend, the Beef Council's Caitlin Swartz recommends using a thermometer. When you think it's done, pull the burger off, insert the probe from the side all the way to the middle to assure 160 degrees. If not, then back to the heat. Caitlin says she flips burgers usually just once, maybe twice, observing the pooling of the juice on top of the burger as a sign to make that first flip.
The juices will naturally pool to the top of your burger or your steak. That's when you know you need to flip. I usually flip probably two times just to make sure that we're getting heat all the way around. Also, keep your lid down on your grill. They say if you're looking, you're not cooking. So make sure that you keep your grill lid down. Every time that you open it, you're letting all that great heat out.
So cook to 160 degrees, no smushing, and don't overflip. And enjoy a great weekend in our great country. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.